Hello and welcome to the Sparkle Hour, a fun and feisty podcast for empowered women and woke menfolk.
Join us as we pull back the veil to reveal how we are taking control of our life stories and creating a movement of positive change.
I'm Michelle Lewis.
And I'm Nicole Lewis-Kieber.
And if you're ready to feel, laugh, and heal, this podcast is for you. Nicole Lewis-Kieber.
Michelle Lewis.
Hey, lady, how are you?
I'm doing so great today. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm good. I need a little bit of a maintenance afternoon. But other than that, I'm incredibly excited to be here. And we have such a fun show today. Like, it's so meaty. It's so delicious.
It is. And it was so much fun. We had to do a little bit of dance party before we got
We had to do a dance party, and I may or may not have a mimosa happening right now.
I saw that juice. I wondered about that.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't finish the entire bottle of champagne by myself yesterday because that may have been inappropriate.
Right.
So I'm like, well, you know, tomorrow's Monday. I could have a mimosa.
Right. Benefits of being self-employed, correct?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Our bottle's gone.
Chad didn't drink it with me. He just poured it. He popped it and poured it, but he's like, I want a drink. I got a game tonight. I said, all right, baby, I'm not going to peer pressure you to drink with me.
Right. Well, that's what we do in New Orleans to each other.
Except there's no pressure.
Right. Drinking with grits. I'm down.
Yes, please. Yes. We have to get back to New Orleans soon.
For real. What we're actually referring to is yesterday, we actually jumped on our Facebook page and celebrated our year anniversary as our podcast. So
whoop, whoop.
Little champagne flowing. So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. It's not like just drinking every day.
Not right now.
Oh my God. So today we have a really kind of important and meaty foundational piece that we wanted to share with you guys. And we're actually going to be talking about the five faces of sparkling that shit out.
I love that we're teaching people how to sparkle that shit out. It's actually called Sparkle That Shit Out Healing Process.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a real thing, you guys. We made it up. We called it into being.
We did, and we're going to teach you.
Yes. So we're going to do a little bit of an overview today's show of these five phases and a little bit of what that looks like. And then in upcoming episodes, we'll go a little bit more in depth so that you have a greater handle on what each particular phase can look like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Each and every phase is all about transformation, about knowing yourself. You know, it sounds like super clinical, and it's not, man. It's life. It's living life out loud in a different way, and we're going to show you how to do that.
Right, because this isn't the shit that they taught you in school. This is like the life stuff, like the school of hard knocks. We want to help you really process that and learn these pieces so that you can, you know, sparkle that shit out on the daily and really get this as part of your healing process, because we found it to be what has worked really well for us.
Mm-hmm. So Michelle, what does it mean to be in the sparkle zone?
Ooh, sparkle zone is phase one. That's where we start, right? It's basically, it's a way of being, and it's something that's being built along the path of healing. So the sparkle zone is where we want to consider as our foundational piece.
It's where we want you to be. Which,
yeah.
Strive for.
Yeah. Get in the zone. Get in the sparkle zone. And what that looks like is that you're really positioned to thrive. It's definitely, it's a way of being. It's not, you know, just a costume that you put on from time to time, but it's something that is already in your DNA. It's already in your bones. It's already in you. Mm-hmm. And it's a place where you can access your strength. We like to think of it as a judgment-free place so that you can have those hard conversations when you need to. It's knowing what's important to you. It's being able to use your voice, knowing yourself, being comfortable in your own skin, and feeling supported. So those are all kind of amazing and necessary.
It is totally. It's amazing and necessary to be in a sparkle zone because life happens, right?
Exactly. Life happens. And if you're not feeling like you are positioned to thrive, then you're always going to feel like a victim, right? You're always going to feel like life is happening to you or at you, you know, rather than enjoying the life that you've been given and finding ways to really thrive and just sparkle through it.
Absolutely. I mean, because when we talk about being in the sparkle zone, I mean, it's a way of being at something to aspire to, but it's also something that we can kind of be on a day-to-day basis as well. So it's not like, you know, nirvana or being self-actualized to a point that it's actually not possible now.
Right.
You can see it now. And it really is a place of thriving instead of surviving. We want you in a place of thriving, not just surviving. And that's kind of how you do this.
Exactly. And like Nicole says, it's a day-to-day process. You know, there's going to be days and even hours throughout each day where you may feel like you're not in that sparkle zone. You may feel like you've drifted out of it, but this is a way to help you get grounded right back into it. So first know what that zone looks like.
Absolutely. And this is a guideline for you just in case you weren't sure. And I bet when you look at these pieces of being in the sparkle zone that you probably see yourself more in these than you thought. You probably are in the sparkle zone more often than you thought and sparkling some shit out more than you thought now that you see me here or we're talking about it. So let's give you this little scenario. You're in the sparkle zone, mm-hmm. You're feeling solid, you know who your people are, you know yourself, you woke up and you're feeling like you have that zone covered.
Yeah.
You're feeling solid. And then life happens. You're shit.
Yeah, that's phase two of sparkling shit out. You encounter some shit, because shit happens.
Shit totally happens. And that can look like drama for the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for some people, it can be having their trauma triggered.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people are in that place right now because of our
political climate.
Yeah. On the daily, like hourly triggered. Denial of shit.
Yes. Pretending it's not even there, even though it's clearly obvious to everyone around you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it looks like fear.
So sometimes there's obstacles that come up, right? Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Oh, yeah. So obstacles can mean a lot of things. You and I've talked about this in previous episodes, that there can be external obstacles or, you know, barriers and internal obstacles. And, you know, an obstacle could be anything like, you know, your battery's dead in your car, or, you know, someone who is demanding some of your time today in your calendar that you hadn't planned for. You know, obstacles can be a lot of things, but they certainly are some shit when they come at you.
Right, because you're not prepared for them. You weren't expecting them. It wasn't something that you knew was going to happen. So it can take you out of that sparkle zone. It can knock you off your place of comfort really quick.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about a little bit more of the deeper shit.
Okay, yeah, because there's some real shit that happens, especially if you are on that path to healing and you're dealing with all of your feelings. There's going to be something that comes up. It's another S word, y'all. It's shame.
Yes, it's what our friend Brené Brown has spent her lifetime studying, shame.
Whew, and that's a hard one, because that one will cause you to freeze right in your tracks and prevent you from moving forward until you deal with it.
Right.
You can't move forward until you deal with that.
Exactly. Or we try and cover it up and hide it or medicate it.
It just leaks out, though.
It really does. It comes out sideways. A shame spiral will always come out sideways. And so here's the thing about being in the sparkle zone. You encounter some shit. Sometimes that shit is something very, very deep, like shame.
Mm-hmm.
You still have an option.
Yes.
And there's no judgment, because we all have shame. And when we can acknowledge that and know it, we can move through it faster and we can name it.
Name that shame, and that way we can begin to really unpack it, really disempower it, and have it be something that's a teacher that helps us to like move on to a higher level of self and not stay stuck in that place any longer. You know, sometimes that is a thing that causes us to really face some of those inner demons or outer demons and really get our body back into like wholeness and alignment and back into that very beautiful, whole, healed place. So
yeah,
it's not fun to look at.
It's not fun to look at. And a lot of times it's not ours.
Right.
Which makes it even harder to heal. But when you can name that shame, you know, you can say there's no shame in your shame.
True.
In the sparkle zone, there's no shame in your shame.
There's no shame in your shame. You're not alone in it.
Exactly. You know, and another way that, you know, encountering some shit can happen is really systemic oppression, you know, depending on, I know we're going deep on this, but depending on who you are, where you live in the world, what your experience is, encountering some shit on a day-to-day basis is confronting systems that are not there to empower you, that are there to oppress you.
Mm-hmm. That's a deep breath topic, isn't it, you guys? Oh my goodness. That's a long haul fight. That's not something that is won in a day. That's not a battle that, you know, is the end all be all. That is really putting those boots on and dealing with, tackling with oppressive systems, you know, for women, for minorities, for children, for people on the fringe, people who feel in any way disempowered. There's a lot of work to do. So don't be scared of it. Just take that a little bit at a time if that's the shit that you are encountering. And really, it's kind of a piece that we're all encountering if we're willing to help one another and believe that we are all on this planet together for a reason.
Exactly. That's a bigger one. And that's I think everyone experiences that at some point. And we like to pick on men, but, you know, let's not forget that even though men have privilege, and particularly white males have privilege, there are many ways in which they are also oppressed. And mm-hmm. so I think that when we can see that and we can kind of join arms in this, how are we going to handle encountering oppression as shit and staying open to what that means for each person? Mm-hmm. That is really a way to stay in the sparkle zone. And another way that encountering some shit can come up is confinement. And my interpretation of this is really when we lose mobility, or maybe we're feeling, like my friends in the South say, puny. and ill, you know, what that does is it confines our space, you know, our ability to get around. We can't do the things we want to do because we're not feeling well. And it really can create a spiral into going into places in our head that we don't need to do. So, you know, encountering some shit around those pieces is also, you know, that's rough. I don't know. Nothing could put me in a worse mood than being sick or not being able to do something the way I'm used to being able to do it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you get to a place where you feel so comfortable in your own skin and just really happy to be up and alive and about. And then, you know, let's say you get sick. Let's say you stub your toe. Let's say you break an ankle, like whatever awful thing, or some horrid disease like decides it wants to take up residence in your body. That's a horrible thing. It's not something light or something to brush off. That's some real shit, you know, and we all have friends. Everybody listening to this has somebody in their life that matters to them, that has had some serious confinement issues, you know, that has knocked them off that sparkle zone in one way or another. And, you know, like when someone you care about so deeply, you know, gets that horrible diagnosis, you want to rally around them like never before, you know, so that they know that they're supported. But when it's you, when you're the one that is feeling that place of confinement, oh Lordy, can that take your shine away? Mm-hmm. So
yeah. And it brings out all kind of malfunctioning coping skills.
Oh my God.
For real.
Yeah. But you can get back to it though. You still can.
You absolutely can. It's always the next right choice, right? So what else is encountering some shit?
Well, one that your real like wheelhouse expertise in is the inner critic. Mm. And I'd love for you to share a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So our inner critic, our inner saboteur, you can literally open your eyes in the morning and be in the sparkle zone and then have your first thought of the day be driven by your inner critic and you've encountered some shit.
Yes.
So this is the voice in our head, the one tells us that we haven't done what we should. It's the should factory, basically.
Right.
You should have done this sooner, faster, better. You're not pretty enough. You're not smart enough, whatever that is. That inner critic really is very loud and it has access to our subconscious 24/7. So it's very powerful. But my belief about the inner critic, and we'll talk about this a lot more later, is mm-hmm. that if it comes from a biological need to survive, that's mm-hmm. its origin. because I think I was talking to Michelle earlier that, hey, you know, this is a need of ours in life, or I was talking to someone about this, God only knows today, that it's okay for us to have an inner critic and a saboteur, because its job from a reptilian brain place is to keep us safe. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about it, it's like, ooh, that rock over there looks really different than the rocks that we're used to picking up. Let's run away from it. Let's make that rock bad. You know, like it really is. So we all have it. It's a biological thing. It's fine. Right. But it really gets on its high horse really quickly. And a lot of times our inner critic is spurred by shame or spurred by those experiences that we've had where someone else's story about us got stuck.
Right.
And so that inner critic is really powerful, but it's also such a great teacher.
Yes, if we allow it to be. If we allow that inner critic to, you know, have its platform, have its moment in the sun, let us know what it is pointing to. It's an area that we need some healing in, and it's an area that we need some support around. But when we just either listen to it and go down into, you know, the darker, darker, darker recesses of our brains, our souls, then that's not going to be helpful. But when we listen to it and say, oh, okay, this is pointing me in a direction that I need to address. This is pointing me in a direction where I need some healing and some support around. Then, oh, well, guess what? You're one step closer back to your sparkle zone.
Yes. So how about that? You get to thank your inner critic for giving you information, which is not what other people teach you to do. They teach you to shut it down, shut it up, overcome it. You know, all the language that you hear when it comes to that inner critic, and we want you to listen, be curious, and lean in.
Absolutely. I think just to tag on to that, there's so much anger around the inner critic, you know, that people don't want to hear it. And that's why you hear that language of like, kick it in the face, tell it to shut the fuck up, you know, whatever. Like, no, that's still a part of you. That's still a part of you that's designed to help you and teach you. So yes, we want you to listen, but not get sucked in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last piece is
your area.
Well, it's part of that. You know, it's the stories that get held in your body that must be released. So when we have chronic pains, when we have just issues with our own self-image, feeling pain, feeling shame, feeling hurt, feeling abandoned, feeling scared, feeling all the feels, all the uncomfortable ones. They get stuck in our bodies in different places and in different areas, relating back to like where that first trauma took place. And we can get stuck in that story and we can hold it in our body, and our body hurts and it asks for help. In so many ways, it'll start crying out for help. It'll start screaming out for help, doing anything it can to get your attention until you deal with that shit, with that inner pain, with that original wound. Yeah, there are stories that have to be released, whether it's with your therapist, whether it's with your best friend, whether it's with whoever your support zone is or your support team is. That's a story that has to come out, and it leads you to actually learning how to use your voice, right? It's always going to point you back to the sparkle zone. It's always going to point you back to the sparkle skills that you can apply.
Yes. So getting in your body, you know, our body becomes our trigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I can't zip my pants.
Oh, it's so annoying.
I look in the mirror and I'm like, when did that happen?
I can't feel my feet.
Right. That is encountering some shit, but really our body holds our story in many different ways through pain, through padding, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. And releasing that story is so important. And I can't help but think of like Diane Bondi's in my head saying, take it to the mat.
Take it to the mat.
Yoga is a great way to do that.
Oh, it's a beautiful way to do that. And we invite you, if you haven't listened to it yet, to go back to last season and listen to our episode with Diane Bondi. She had just an amazing interview and talking about body positivity and how to really claim your body and love it exactly as it is, any size or shape. And, you know, as a yogi and a yoga teacher, she really does promote the yoga for all method and allowing accessibility for every single body, every body. And it's beautiful. It's a really important way to get in touch with yourself. So we invite you to check that one out. We'll include that in the show notes, yeah?
Sure.
Yay.
Right.
So what happens after we encounter some shit?
Right. So we've been in the sparkle zone. We've encountered some shit. Maybe it could possibly knock us off our square. And it most definitely will actually knock us off our square. It's like, how quickly do we get back on that square? Really, that has to do with this healing process.
Right.
But then you apply sparkle skills.
La, 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 la. Sparkle skills. There are so many sparkle skills, you guys. And they can fit any situation that you encounter. Any pile of shit that shows up in your life, there is a sparkle skill for it.
Right. So use your voice.
It's our favorite one, I think.
Yeah. We're using our voice, right?
Yes. It's my favorite because, you know, for how long did you have your mouth shut and, you know, not able to say what you really needed to say?
Yes. Our voice is the source of our power.
It is. It allows us to stand firm. And there's two pieces to using your voice. It's what you say to yourself and what you say to others. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Really? So when using your voice, it is about so many ways. And so when it has to do with others, it is you've encountered some shit, you have a story in your head, and so then you can actually use your voice to check it out. You know, to say out loud, I am feeling this way, or I experienced this. You know, night we had together this way. Is that how you're feeling? Am I off base? You know, checking things out, using your voice in a loving and open way to, you know, solidify those relationships that we have when things go off the square. We encounter some shit, use your voice, standing firm in what you say to others as far as setting boundaries and saying, no, that doesn't work for me, or don't call me that, or I don't want to hear you say that about another person. Our voice has so much power when it comes to standing firm on what we say to ourselves and others.
Yes, absolutely. And it takes some courage and it takes some practice to find your voice and begin using it. So we obviously encourage you to use that in a setting where you feel safe, when you're with people that are supporting you, to allow you to practice and get stronger and stronger. And whether it's using a journal, whether it's writing and speaking, whatever it is, find the ways that you can use your voice best so that you can really give yourself that power. It is the source of your power. It's true. The next sparkle skill that is super key is knowing yourself, like really getting to know yourself. Get past the avoidance and get to know yourself. Particularly, oh my gosh, this is so your wheelhouse again.
Oh, knowing your shadow and knowing how you're an asshole. And we're going to do a whole thing on this, but just as an overview, knowing our inner asshole and our inner rock star is so important. And knowing that we do have an inner asshole.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Right. Our shadows can be really shitty, but when we can honor them, accept them, or relate to them and really just kind of go, oh, there you are. Yeah, you kind of rock in this situation, but not in this situation. Honoring your inner rock star and inner asshole is definitely a sparkle skill.
Absolutely. You get to know your inner peeps, as Nicole loves to call them. And we figure out how they work, how they build relationships, and we build relationships with them rather than pushing them off to the side. So really get to know yourself. And it's an amazing journey. It's actually so cool when you take the time to get to know who you really are, like what makes you tick, what makes you excited, what your gifts and your talents are, everything about you that is so special and so sparkly, like get to know that person. Cause I'm here to tell you that person is awesome.
That person is rad. And we love your inner asshole too.
We do.
we don't want you to not embrace all parts of you.
Yeah. And it's just finding a place, finding a role for that inner asshole and that inner rock star. So they're not stepping on each other's toes and they're doing their damn job.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to be comfortable in your own skin. That's a huge sparkle skill, like your literal skin, like the body that you live in, because it's going to change from day to day, from decade to decade. You do not look the same way you did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, but nor would you want to because we're growing, we're changing, we're evolving, we're peeling away the layers of bullshit to reveal a stronger, more beautiful, more compassionate, more just higher level self. So be comfortable with the skin that you're in. Take good care of it and love it as it is.
Yes. And if you can't do that perfectly at this moment, do one thing well.
Yes. Right? Yes. Don't throw all of it out. Just be like, all right, what's the one thing I can do today to take good care of myself?
Mm-hmm.
Even in this moment.
Right. So the next one is being supported. And that means so many things. And this is an area that so many people are afraid to do or afraid to look into. But we need support. We're human beings. We're social. We're communal. We're spiritually connected. And when we can get the right support, and that's what I'm saying, the right support of the people who are in our community, what it does is it gives us a container to grow. So support is so very important, not only just from a spiritual standpoint, but from people. Find your people. My therapist used to say to me when I first started seeing her, Nicole, you need people. And I used to say to her, you know, I don't want people. People are dangerous. Suck. People suck. They're dangerous. What do you mean? And she just kept repeating it. You need to find your people. You need people. And she was absolutely right. Finding the right people and allowing for supportive relationships, real reported supportive relationships, not just you got this kind of relationships. It's like, oh, that fucking sucks. Let's talk about it. You know, real supportive relationships is really a sparkle skill, and not only receiving it, but giving it as well.
Absolutely. I mean, well, we're interconnected beings, right? Like we're, as individuals, we're interconnected with our body, our soul, our mind, our emotions, all the pieces that are going on there, all the different layers and all the different energies within us are interconnected. But with that, we're interconnected with each other. As humans, you know, we share this planet for a reason, and we do need to support one another. We do need to be supported by one another. So it's true that when people say find your tribe, it's so critical. They're the people that are in the exact same vibration as you. They're the people that have your back in every situation, in every circumstance. They're the people that are going to shine a light on the path in front of you, just as they're shining it on the path in front of them and allowing you to be light for them, so that we're reflecting back to each other and supporting each other and strengthening each other in such a way that we can't get taken out. You know, this is a huge one. We're definitely going to need to talk about this more in depth. And again, we're just doing kind of an overview for y'all right now. But definitely support is so critical and so key. If you were part of any sort of thing that's larger than you, you feel the difference that all those voices together can make. It's not just you shouting into a void.
You know, we're stronger together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have been so disconnected. And with social media, we're getting more connected and more disconnected at the same time. So, you know, finding ways to get support, whether it's spiritually, through going to yoga with someone, through rituals and practices like that, or you know, finding people who are willing to let you be uncomfortable because they know it's what's best, you know, for the goals that you're trying to reach because they're very familiar with them. So we're going to go into a lot of the ways that you can be supportive and be supported and not just be superficial, you know, real true support. So big one, big sparkle skill.
Absolutely. And there's probably 100 other sparkle skills that go within all of these, but these are the like top four categories of what it looks like. You got to use your voice, got to know yourself, be comfortable in your own skin, and be supported. We will definitely go into more depth on that in later episodes, but just know that, and we're also going to provide resources for you, you guys. Mm-hmm. It's not just going to be us up here talking right now, but we'll provide the tools and handouts and worksheets and all the things. Like we... Oh my God.
Oh, and guest experts for sure on this.
Definitely, because there are so many people that we really look up to who are incredible experts in all of these areas. We're going to have them on the podcast sharing their knowledge and their wisdom with you and with us. So,
Yeah. So when we talk about, you know, the sparkle that shit out or sparkle zone healing process, basically, you know, what we're saying is, you know, we're in our zone. We are the divine people we are. We encounter some shit. We apply sparkle skills. And what happens when you do that is that you create new pathways and patterns. You're literally building new neural pathways in your brain because you're learning to do something differently. And that's how healing happens. You have a new path to go down. You have a new cognition that happens immediately. You have new people in your sphere of influence to ask for support. You understand your body differently, so you don't go back down that old pathway of, you know, medicating it or binging or whatever that may be. So this really is a healing process because you are creating new neural pathways of healing by doing these things.
Absolutely. And that's actually the fourth phase and the fifth phase. The fourth phase is you create new pathways and patterns. And the fifth phase is that healing happens and your sparkle foundation strengthens. So it's an amazing concept here. And it's really a roadmap is all it is. It's a roadmap for healing, right?
Absolutely. Because, you know, the foundation strengthens, right? So it won't be quite as hard the next time. Or you'll get really good at one thing, so it makes space for another thing. You know, when you look at those sparkle skills, I'm pretty good at using my voice. I think I know myself pretty well at this point. And I have an awesome, awesome support system, one that I never imagined possible back when that therapist was telling me, you need people. And I wanted to run screaming the other direction. But comfortable in my own skin, I'm still working on that one. You know, so I have the skills, but I'm not there yet. But the point is that your foundation strengthens when you do these things. And so I'm happy to say that, you know, there's one area I'm still strengthening, but other ones are doing really well because of sparkling some shit out, right?
Absolutely. And I love that we were able to kind of come into each other's support zone along the way to, for me, it's helped me to get to the place where I'm using my voice in a way that I was too afraid to before, mm-hmm. You know, like you, like there's different areas where I'm, you know, I feel strong and I feel confident and others where, oh, not so much. But that's the point of being alive, right? So it's true when people say each day is a gift because it gives you the opportunity to work on this other area, strengthen another part of your sparkle foundation. And every time we encounter shit, you guys, whatever that shit looks like, it's going to give us an opportunity to strengthen our sparkle zone foundation and give mm-hmm. us improved, more powerful sparkle skills along the way.
Right? Now, who thought that you could develop a healing process out of sparkling that shit out? I mean, really?
I had no idea. And yet here it is. It's the reason. It's amazing. It's the reason why the sparkle hour exists.
Right. I just love it. I just love it. So,
me too.
Yes. So it's been so cool to kind of give this overview to really kind of point the direction in which we're going to be going so that people, you know, will hear what's possible and let themselves off the hook for the things that are not working out well. Because, you know, we got you. We're going to show you. And there's always room because, you know, we're human.
We are human. We're beautiful, wonderful, perfectly imperfect humans. And we love you guys so much. So that actually wraps it up for us for today. And it was a lot. We know it was. But it's so good, right? It's a meat pie. I mean, unless you're a vegan. And then it was a totally nourishing, carbohydrate-filled pie. It was total chickpea energy.
The chickpea pie.
chickpea pie. Ooh, or sweet potato. Oh, God, I love some sweet potato. That's a digression.
Really quickly, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so we know it's a lot, and we know it's a little bit different than what you are used to with us, but there's still going to be fun. There's still going to be laughter. We're just so excited to be able to be in a position to show you how to sparkle shit out in a real and meaningful way. And so let's do it.
Exactly, because this is where the ripple takes place, right? This is that first pebble in the pond, learning how to sparkle that shit out, teaching you what your sparkle zone looks like, or teaching you to see what your sparkle zone looks like more accurately. And then that's where the ripple of healing begins. So thank you guys for being part of this journey. We're so excited for what comes next. You guys are going to love it. Love it. And if you ever have any questions, reach out to us on our Facebook page or on our website at www.thesparklehour.com. If you have questions or comments, go ahead and share them with us. Love notes, absolutely. We like them. And if you have questions or you don't quite understand something or you want to challenge us on a piece, that's okay. You can bring that too. We are here to be part of it with you. So that is all for today, y'all.
Yeah, and that's enough.
Because when in doubt,
sparkle that shit out. Oh.
Thank you. We love you.
Love y'all.
Thank you for listening to the Sparkle Hour. Today's episode was brought to you by Nicole Lewis Kuber Coaching
and the Blessings Butterfly. To learn more about the topics discussed today, please visit our website at www.thesparklehour.com. And remember, when in doubt,
sparkle that shit out.
Yes, please.